Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm only 30 minutes up the road. I'm going to put belt to ass today. I'm going to put belt to ass today.
Mayfield looking, firing, complete touchdown. Made it look easy. Made it look easy, and it was Mike Evans.
CJ GJ before the game with the take on what he was going to do. And
he felt good about his situation.
Yeah, and then it went the opposite way as Baker Mayfield torched the Eagles. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. All right. So we got to, before we get back to your phone calls here, and we'll get to a big Hugh breakdown of what the defense actually did or didn't do yesterday, we got to discuss and determine which of the Eagles had the worst of the nonsense and the clown behavior yesterday. So we had CJ
the
GJ.
Nonsense and the clown
behavior. That's what it was, all right? So we had Exhibit 1 with CJ GJ before the game there, as you just heard, and then kind of went the other way as he got beat and then his team got beat. And then we had Hugh.
He said he pushed off, though. Mike Evans, he said he pushed off.
What about the other spots and other plays
I'm not protecting anybody. Okay. I'm just putting it out there. Okay. Because immediately after he caught it, he wanted to. He looked at the ref and was like, hey, he was pushing off. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. How about this one? Devin White, who we know was inactive yesterday for personal reasons.
Accountability threat. He's on the accountability threat.
Well, at one point he was in the accountability threat. So, again, I want to make sure. I don't know what the personal reason he didn't play yesterday was. And if it was anything serious, we wish him the best. But yesterday he was watching the game because, Hugh, he retweeted.
He didn't go to the game?
Well, I don't. I guess not.
Well, I guess because if he's tweeting, he's not. Yeah. At the game.
So he retweeted a tweet praising Levante David for strip sacking Jalen Hurts yesterday. That's his teammate.
But Levante wasn't in the accountability threat. Now, let me get this straight.
No. Devin White was in the accountability threat.
No, but Levante David isn't in the accountability.
Well, he's a buck.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Mm-hmm. Jalen, I think Jalen's in the accountability threat, right?
Jalen Hurts is.
A.J. Brown's in accountability thread.
He is.
Devontae Smith is in the accountability thread.
I think so. When they talked in the summer about their accountability thread.
So my question is this. If y'all all in the accountability thread and y'all are all on social media, how do you justify liking a tweet in the accountability thread of somebody, you know, putting the team that you actually that is paying your bills? Mm-hmm. How do you justify that?
Well, he did justify it. But so here, it actually
wait
got
minute, how? No, wait a minute, how?
Oh, I'll tell you. It actually got worse. Because I guess you could have made the case maybe it was an accidental retweet. Yeah, he didn't mean it. So a Bucks reporter, his name's Greg Allman, tweeted this yesterday. He since deleted it, but Devin White, inactive today, retweeted a tweet about Levante David's forced fumble against his own team. So Devin White replied to that reporter.
No, he didn't.
No, he did. You know what he said? What did
he say?
Quote, I only meant to like it. That's my twin for life. It's in my favorites. So it wasn't an accident, Hugh. He meant to acknowledge that Levante David got a strip sack on his quarterback with a light.
How's that doggone hunt in the accountability thread?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
Well, the worst part about it is he's lying about the retweet thing, too. Mm. You have to click the retweet button twice
like
to retweet
click.
It. You don't just accidentally do that.
I don't think y'all realize what the most egregious thing about all of this is. The accountability thread. Like, y'all are just going to gloss over the accountability thread, right?
Well, because it's a joke at this point. I mean,
obviously.
Yeah.
But if I'm in the accountability thread and I see this, then you got a problem come Wednesday at
Something
work.
Something tells me the last text in that group chat was like in August.
No.
There's no way that thing's still cooking.
You have a problem Wednesday. Like, seriously. Like, I got a whole problem with you when I come to work Wednesday. Like, I'm out here in this hot sun fighting for my life. You at the house. You liking tweets from people that are beating us. Dog, what's wrong with you? Like, as a defender, as a defensive player, I'm looking at you like, dog, what you doing?
Yeah, I need him cut today.
Like, seriously.
I need him off the team.
No, that's probably, okay, calm down.
No, I'm calm. Hold on a second.
You talking about cutting folks?
No, that's unacceptable. He was trying to get cut.
Okay, take a deep breath. Everybody take a deep breath.
Okay, ready? Let me say it calmly. Fire him. Like, cut him. I'm as calm as I could be.
I'm saying, we might need him.
Might need him?
No. What's the point of this guy?
Listen.
He doesn't even suit up on game days. They're going into games as though they know they don't need him, Hugh. If Dean gets injured, he's still not going out there.
They are not dressing
him.
How
could he walk back in the building?
Yeah, that's my point. Now you get what? You're picking up what I'm putting down.
Okay, but guess what? We have Exhibit 3, and this might have been the dumbest thing that happened yesterday. So first we have CJ GJ talking crap and then getting beat. Then we have Devin White liking tweets about his own quarterback getting sacked, but this one takes the cake. Darius Slay. And thank you to someone who sent this to me because I'm famously blocked by Darius Slay, so I missed out on all this fun yesterday. Darius Slay tweeted this after his defense gave up 33 points. 150 pass breakups and counting. 28 picks and counting. 6 Pro Bowls. All pro. When you talk bad about me, don't forget to mention the greatness of me, too. Shrug emoji.
You know what? Shut up.
Hugh, your reaction to Darius Slay telling us about his career stats after his defense gets torched.
I didn't get a chance to see it because now his posts are protected because we don't follow each other anymore. But
so we're all blocked from Slay?
Well, I guess if I'm not in the club, I can't see it.
I'm not allowed in the club.
Yeah. I look at it like this. Best their captain. They made him captain. Mm. They know who he is. I can't be mad at somebody who has repeatedly shown you who he is. Like, so I'm not mad. Out of all the tweets that you talked about, the most egregious one to me is the accountability tweet.
Devin White.
Yeah, that's the one. Slay is who he is. I can't be mad at Darius Slay for showing you time and time again who he's been. And you made him captain.
Remember after the Super Bowl when he talked about how many passing yards Mahomes threw for, like praising himself? Yeah. That you're right. The Slay one is not surprising.
It's not surprising. He's on brand. You can't be mad at somebody for being on brand.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Why?
Because his brand is annoying.
It is annoying.
No, Hugh, that's ridiculous.
No, Kyle.
Nobody cares about your career accolades right now.
But, Kyle, listen to what
also,
I'm saying.
Also, his pass breakups.
Listen to what I'm saying,
like,
though.
Darius Slay's 33 years old. He acts like a teenager. Listen, like, grow up.
Listen to what I'm saying, though. Like, you're not wrong in feeling the way that you feel. But the Eagles made him the captain.
I mean, that's a problem in and of itself.
They made him a leader. He's the leader amongst the men that are on that team.
Big I can be mad at that. I'm mad at the whole thing.
No, but
the whole
that's who he
joke.
Is. He was voted. He told us last year about, hey, I played well. He said that one other time on his podcast, didn't he?
He did.
Hey,
he did.
I played well.
Well, that was after they lost the Super Bowl.
Yes,
I did my job.
I did my job. And you proceeded to make him a captain again. He's a leader. Let that sink in. Like, that's the problem. When you talk about, like, they're still 2-2. Let me just put that out there.
Didn't feel like it today.
They don't feel like it today. They're still 2-2, but he's a leader. And you're probably still, even
but
though
I've been like
saying
one. It, act like a leader.
But they made him, they feel like he is the leader, Joe. That should tell you everything you need to know right now about the team. I still think they're in a good spot. I still think they're in a good spot. But they need to reevaluate some things.
Yeah, they
That's not leadership quality. That's not, to me, in the era that I played in, like what old people do, that wouldn't have flown. That dog would have not hunted. But obviously for this team, that's okay behavior. It's okay behavior to talk about your accolades and what you've accomplished over the years. even though your team is not doing well.
Yeah,
That's who they made him captain. That's who he is.
It's loser energy. I mean, I don't think you're wrong. They did make him the captain. It is who he is. It's loser energy. 215-592-9494. It's the definition of nobody cares. Like, did any Eagle fan see that yesterday and say, you know what? He's right. You know, Darius Slay had a great career. I feel better now. No, I mean, who cares? I mean, honestly, Darius, read the room. Like, that's the ultimate. You can't read the room.
Yeah.
I have 150 pass breakups.
No, he read the room, and he in his mind, this is the only way I can interpret this, he got out in front of it. He got out in front of all the negativity that people were going to throw his way. He got in front of all the people talking about the missed tackles that they made yesterday and said, hey, if you want to talk bad about me, talk about what I've done good in the past.
In the past, yeah, as they lose yesterday by 17 points. Jeff's in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
A lot, Jeff. You know, a lot's going on right here.
Real quick, Hugh, I agree with you on the money thing. I don't need to discuss it. I've already been on record as saying I don't care how much they pay him. They were going to have to pay somebody at the cost of doing business. Whether that pans out as a sound investment, that's time will tell.
Yes.
Which brings me to what I agree with you, Joe. Currently, I am chewing gum and wearing a headset. Does that qualify me to stand on the sideline and run a professional NFL football team?
Well, qualifies you to run the Eagles right now, because that's what he does.
That's what I mean. Dude, remember when he said, when they asked him what his role was, and he said, well, you know, just overall, and I'm going to check in on the defense or the offense. If he checked in on that defensive scheme meeting recently and he didn't say anything, then he's the problem. Because that defensive scheme was awful yesterday. Those guys... Mayfield was just underneath, bam, 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 constantly hitting receivers. At one point, the Eagles had 0 yards of offense, and Tampa had 200-plus. And that stat right there tells you everything you need to know, that defense was horrible. I put Jalen down at the lower end of that. I mean, the offense really didn't have a chance. I mean, when you're down 24-0.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the second quarter, it's difficult to come back from that.
Yeah, it is, Jeff. We're going to play that because that caught after the game. I don't know if you heard the press conference, but he was asked about what the defensive game plan was yesterday. Jeff, listen to this. Everyone, listen to this. It sounded like he had no idea. I mean, honestly, it sounded like he had no idea what Fangio's game plan actually was. Here was Sirianni on the defense yesterday.
What was the defensive game plan?
Sorry.
What was the defensive game plan?
Just to make sure again, tackle well. Try to get after the quarterback. Listen, we didn't do a good enough job on that. But it's always going to start with fundamentals of how we get off blocks, how we defeat blocks, how we tackle. To tell you, I'm going to say here's what we're going to do on third down. Here's what we're going to do on pin 10. I'm not going to get into that. But we didn't play good enough either offensively or defensively. And we didn't coach well enough on either side And when the shift of time of possession is what it was in that first half, we didn't do a good enough job on offense of giving our defense a rest with the 9 plays that we had early in the first 3 drives. So a lot contributed to that. Again, just that all starts with me.
Hugh, did that sound like a coach that knew what the defensive game plan was yesterday?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
And I know, Coach, but I will say this. Coach Sirianni has been kind of vague in his descriptions of defenses
in
the
past. But he's supposed to be poking his head in the room now.
Yeah, and I think right now he's just being – everything that he says right now is just rubbing people the wrong way. The way that his delivery made it feel like he was incompetent.
Well,
but I don't think that was the case.
I mean, maybe he didn't want to give it away. But, Jeff, when the question is asked him, it's like he didn't know how to answer that.
Yeah. He had a couple of miscues yesterday.
If Pee Wee football coaches had press conferences after the game, that's what they say. They say stuff like that.
I'm a high school football coach at heart.
No. Yeah.
Well, it feels like that.
And Slay being a captain, that's also a product of Sirianni as head coach.
I don't disagree, Jeff. He's been a good player in the NFL. Obviously, he could tell us his stats. He knows them, but he has not acted like a captain kind of player. Anthony's in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Well, I already know how we're doing. So
we're trying to get through the day here, Anthony. I mean, this is a mess.
Yeah. Before I get to my points, man. Hey, you.
Yes.
What's your road to New Orleans, man? Please tell me that. It's a rhetorical question, so I don't need you to answer. But
you sound like you're thoroughly frustrated. I still believe in this squad, man. I think that having the players the caliber of players that we had out the other day, that played a huge factor in it, man. Are you let me finish, Anthony? I know you're distraught, Anthony. I'm trying to help you out, man. I really am.
Okay, go ahead.
Just take a deep breath.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen.
Take a deep breath. This team, the way that they look now. I don't think, and a couple of my teammates feel the same way. They're not going to look like that coming out of the bye. I know it's hard to see right now. It really, really is. But they're going to be better. Look at it like this, Anthony. We just played our last preseason game. We're going to take a week off.
Oh, no, you just do that.
Wait a minute. Can I have this joke? Can I have this?
I can't let that slide.
Let me have this.
Okay,
I'm helping Anthony out.
I'm upset.
Why are you upset with me?
You called it a preseason game.
Oh, I'm using analogies
I'm turning my mic off.
Okay, thank you. So we just played our last preseason game. We're going to take a week off. We're going to recalibrate. We're going to reevaluate. And they're going to come out. They're going to be a different team playing against the Cleveland Browns in a couple weeks.
Okay, here, I hear you, man, but Nick Sirianni, he should have been gone last year, man. Nick Sirianni is so dumb. He's the type that sit on the branch as he's sawing it, and when the branch is about to fall, he realized, oh, jump, I'm on the branch. Duh.
Sirianni
is an idiot, man.
I can't defend some of the things that Coach Sirianni has done over the last couple of weeks. I still think he's a good coach.
Yeah, Nick is an idiot, man. Now, I'm tired of talking about Shane Steichen, but our offense hasn't done much since he's been here. Tom Brady kept saying on national TV, Jalen has no pocket awareness, man. He dodged one guy, and as he dodged the guy, he's just sitting there patting the baby. No, Jalen, he dodged the guy. That don't mean that he disappeared. He's still there, Jalen. No,
Anthony, that first Jaylen, fumble, both fumbles, Jaylen, it's spot on.
No,
it's spot on.
Kyle had a line this morning. He said Jalen felt like once he dodged the first guy, he felt, what'd you say, into the phantom zone?
No, it reminded me of Wentz. When Wentz would dodge a defender in the pocket and just assume that he went to the shadow realm.
Yeah, the shadow realm. He's never coming back.
He goes to the shadow room. Now, don't look at Brian Johnson.
Shadow
now,
round.
Brian Johnson is pretty good with the offense. He's the pass game coordinator.
He is. Jaden Daniels, 82% completion.
The
scapegoat here is throbbing.
Nothing. Come on, man. Avante Maddox, man. Why is Cooper DeJean not in there?
I don't know.
Why is Kilo Ringo not in there? Like, I'm tired of these. our DB's 10 yards off the ball.
You know what, Anthony? I'm glad you said it. Anthony, good phone call. I'm glad you said it. Well, I'll give you the reason. Because Vic Fangio wants to take the easy way out instead of playing the young guys and getting ready. I can't do the Maddox thing anymore. Avante Maddox is so cooked. The dinner was done 3 years ago. He can't play anymore. Get Cooper DeJean on the field. Hugh, let's get to a big Hugh breakdown here on what you saw from the defense yesterday and why they can't stop the pass.
You know what? You can turn that music off because it was nothing to be excited about yesterday.
You disappoint the studio audience. They paid to be here, Hugh, and now they're booing you.
To me, the first thing that stuck out, Joe, was the fact that the DBs were playing like 10 yards off the ball.
Yep.
Then it was pitch and catch. There were some good pass rushes yesterday. Bryce Huff had some pretty decent pass rushes yesterday. And these guys didn't have a chance. They didn't have a chance to get there. Everything that Baker Mayfield threw was a comfortable throw. It was a first read throw. And that was in the first half. And in the second half, when you got 21 points on the board, you can kind of sit on the ball a little bit now. You can run the ball a little bit more. You could get into your offense. They weren't even out of their first 15 when the game started, because they were just throwing high completion throws or whatever, and they were able to do that, catch and run. Nobody wanted to tackle. They've had like 12 missed tackles in the first quarter.
It's unbelievable how many there were.
Nobody wanted to tackle anybody, man. And that's why I felt going into this week, and you have to listen, people. I understand that sometimes our fandom gets in the way. But you have to listen to what's being said during the course of the week as well. The fact that this team felt like it arrived because it played one good game against the Saints, that was disturbing to me, knowing how this NFL is. This is a week-to-week thing, man. This defense is a week-to-week defense. I tweeted that out yesterday because I don't know why anybody felt that all they had to do was roll their helmets out there or Jalen Carter just walk out there and everybody automatically assume that he was going to have the type of game that he had last week. There's a thing called pride in NFL, especially on the defensive and offensive lines. And that Tampa Bay offense played with pride yesterday, and they had something else. They had a coach that understood the assignment and put the quarterback in position to be successful. And that's why the defense struggled the way that they did yesterday.
Let me throw this out. I saw this stat, and to me, it doesn't add up. Like, something's off about this. I'm curious what you think. So, this season, the Eagles have had no corners in press coverage on 88% of their snaps. So they're playing off, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't blitz much. They rely on the front four. So, if they're playing off and you're relying on the front four, it feels like it's easy. Just throw the ball quick.
That's get the ball out of your hands.
They're making it easy.
Yes, and which I do not understand. You're going to have to take some chances, man, and you're probably going to get beat on some of them. But we all complain about this defense and the lack of pressure that they're getting. Your corners aren't giving you a chance. Bryce Huff yesterday, if you go back and watch, he had some decent rushes. And I know that's the guy that I've been talking about, and he's been out there. He's been working hard, man. But if you're playing off the ball 10 yards and you're just making it easy for them to catch the ball, especially the receiver, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin yesterday, like I said, Mike Evans is a Hall of Fame receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like one yesterday. He's been playing a long time. You don't give your defense a chance. And they didn't have a chance yesterday.
No,
did not have a chance.
They did not. And it starts at the top. Let's go to the phone lines here. Drea in Philly. Hey, Drea.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Well, we're yelling a lot today, Drea, but we're okay besides that. What are you feeling?
So I did need some time to think about it because my initial reaction was my initial reaction was more so almost like Hugh's reaction. Look, we don't have A.J. Smith. We don't have A.J. Brown. We don't have Devontae. We don't have Lane Johnson. So I understand Jalen Hurts does not have a lot of weapons to throw to. So I was kind of giving him kind of a pass. But the more I think about it, I'm just going with you, Joe. Nick Sirianni's the problem. And it is... You know what I thought about when they talked about what is the identity of this team? It's that they're soft. That's the identity of their team. Going back with Nick Sirianni, soft with his dumb comments about fundamentals. You got Devin White that is tweeting or liking a post regarding your quarterback getting hurt. That is soft behavior. And if he is not cut by today, it's a problem, and it starts with the top. Like, I am utterly disgusted. Do you understand that this team got embarrassed last year by Tampa Bay? If that wasn't motivate you enough to play hard, they didn't. We was embarrassed again, and I'm tired of looking at this team be embarrassed. This team has not gave us a good game plan ever since they lost to the 49ers in week 13. This is unacceptable, and it starts with Nick Sirianni.
It does, Drea. I'm glad you said it. That is their identity. It's not smart. It's not fishing. It's not tough. It's not physical. It's soft. I'm mentally soft with the Darius Slay nonsense and Devin White. I mean, it is soft. The whole thing is soft. It's not where you want it to be. 215-592-9494. Howard's going to join us at noon. We'll see what he has to say about this nonsense yesterday. And the head coach he defended last week. If Howard defends the head coach today, I'm going to lose my mind. Your call's coming up. Plus, one of the most mind-numbing moments from the game yesterday that was made even worse by what the players said about it afterwards. We're just rolling them up today. It is the midday.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.